We like to do things by the numbers. We're all about commerce and community. Welcome to The Upswing, presented by Oricon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Now for the host that's always on The Upswing, Jeff Sherman.
Now, to business, gentlemen.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Happy November. Happy Friday. Happy Friday indeed. Gratitude and Thanksgiving. Pretty good themes for November. Appreciating the good things in our lives. Expressing that thanks often. That's what the month is all about. So let's embrace that all month long and for the rest of the year and beyond for sure. We're going to open right after the first break with a pretty inspirational story around investment, around winning, around racing, and the quest for a cure for cancer. Really, really heartening local story regarding a local racehorse that's running in this weekend's, actually today's, Breeders' Cup race. We'll get that straight from one of the owners of Jet Sweep Joe. Later in the show, we're going to talk about new CEO at Peloton and kind of changing trends in the home fitness space. I got some insight on Packers tickets at Lambeau this weekend. And why is everything going teal in Milwaukee today? I'll tell you all about it. But first, as we do each and every morning, to start the upswing, let's go to up.
Now it's time for the 1, 2, 2. Up on the upswing.
Do my best to keep you updated on the numbers around the election. $4.5 billion and $14.7 billion. In its final pre-election analysis, the Wesleyan Media Project examined ad spending for the entire election cycle back to January 2023. They identified $4.5 billion of spend in television and radio advertising in federal and gubernatorial campaigns. Doesn't include digital spending, though, but over $3.4 billion of that total was committed to local broadcast or national network advertising. An additional $770 million was committed to television ads on local and national cable networks. This from Bloomberg this morning. We're looking at a whopping $14.7 billion being thrown around by candidates, political parties, and obviously all those political action committees. Everyone's always talking about it. It's a huge amount, and it's only, well, it's 92% of what the experts at Open Secrets think will be spent by the time we're all done voting. It's wild to see how much cash is flowing through this election cycle. More than 11,000 political groups, ranging from political action committees backed by Elon Musk, to obviously all those niche interest groups, spent money in the 2024 election cycle, according to filings from the Federal Election Committee. Yeah, from a television and radio standpoint, television ads continue to dominate federal and statewide election campaigns. Of course, digital and online spending is incredibly important, but campaigns still find value in reaching voters in traditional ways. That is from Bloomberg. Next up, free all month long and a month long celebration at the Milwaukee Public Museum in partnership with Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Milwaukee Public Museum is honoring Native American Heritage Month this November with special programming, events, and free admission days that provide visitors with opportunities to learn about America's indigenous peoples and connect with Native community members as they share experiences, traditions, languages, and more. Native American Heritage Month is a celebration of diverse voices and cultures of the First Nations in Wisconsin and beyond. It's a time to recognize the many contributions of Native peoples as well as their history, unique connections to the land, and more. That's Milwaukee Public Museum's Manager of Tribal Relations. Today, Friday, November 1st, is Isabel Bader Community Free Day at the Public Museum. All visitors receive free admission in honor of Isabel Bader Community Free Day. Miss Bader, this would have been her 98th birthday. She worked as a teacher for nearly three decades in Greater Milwaukee. Later in life, became a strong ally of indigenous communities. So look for events around Native Americans all month long at the Milwaukee Public Museum. Just a reminder, regular ticket prices, $25 for adults, seniors, $21, kids 4 to 13, $19. But check out the museum's website because there's lots of free offers all month long. When we come back, a true Midwest athlete will compete in the Breeders' Cup later today. And the horse race, well, it's going to be exciting, but the horse involved has a very inspiring story. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. A horse with local ties to Milwaukee has been invited to race in the 2024 Breeders' Cup World Championships today in California. It's a great story and one with strong community and commerce ties. I'm excited to have Katie Barrelman join us via phone. Her family owns Hall Stables, Win the Day Racing, the business entities behind this horse. Katie, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So, Katie, your brother Sam Hall is at the Breeders' Cup right now, right?
Yes, he is. He left with the rest of our family on Wednesday. And for those of you who aren't familiar with horse racing, the Breeders' Cup is actually the world championship meet. Horses are flown in from all over the world, Ireland, England, and even Japan. Mm-hmm. My brother and our friend Joe Chwitsky referred to it as the Super Bowl of racing. And the Breeders' Cup itself, it occurs every weekend in November, or every first weekend in November every year.
Right.
And it rotates locations. But this year, of course, is in San Diego, California at Del Mar. I've been there. I was there a few years ago for a Breeders' Cup. And the track in the area just looks like it could be out of a movie.
Yeah, it's always sunny in San Diego, isn't it?
It sure is. And I'll tell you that... if you would ask my brother or anybody in the family, that this whole process feels like it could have been straight out of a movie. So what a perfect setting for this race to happen at.
For sure. I mean, there's a really unique story behind the birth of your two-year-old horse, Jet Sweet Joe, has connections to one of your brother's best friends. Give us that story, please, Katie.
Yeah, so Joe Chwitsky, who's Sam Hall, my brother, his best friend, and growing up, basically, Joe was my pseudo extra big brother, was the origin of all of our friends and family's interest in horse racing. Joe took Sam to his first Kentucky Derby in 2009, and the rest was pretty much history. You know, each of us created our own individual stables. Sometimes we owned horses together. Actually, Joe even got married down in Lexington to the love of his wife. But unfortunately, in May of 2020, Joe was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and doctors only gave him about 6 months to live. But luckily for all of us, doctors didn't really know Joe. He fought from that moment on for every day he got to be with us, and his motto actually became "Win the Day." And he did that over and over until, unfortunately, he was taken from us on February 10th of 2022. And I'll never forget that moment because we were on our way back from saying our goodbyes. He and his wife lived in Green Bay.
Okay.
And we got a call from our farm manager down in Lexington to tell us that we had a baby colt born weeks early to one of our new mares. And at that moment, Sam and I just looked at each other. And normally we'll get into horse racing a little bit later, mm-hmm. but we usually don't keep our colts, but we both looked at each other and said, there's no way we're selling this colt. He was special from that moment, no matter what he did on the track. Mm-hmm. And the rest is pretty much history.
You kind of knew it was meant to be. There was kind of a greater calling here, for sure. So
yes, absolutely.
So how long has your family been involved in horse racing, Katie?
Yeah, so from 2009, as I mentioned, from that moment on, we've been connected to horse racing. My brother and Joe bought into their first horse in 2017, and then Hall Stables was created in 2019, where Sam and I manage. We have, I think, about 20 horses now at this point, yeah. Both from the breeding side, as well as horses like Jet Sweep Joe, who are already at the track.
And you've created kind of a micro investing model for racehorses, too. I mean, from an investment standpoint, obviously, it's not an inexpensive business to be in, but you've created a model that allows you to kind of curate investment from a wide variety of people.
Exactly. And so, as you hinted on, horses can be very expensive. Everything from vet bills to training bills to just normal boarding, the cost can add up, let alone the actual initial purchase price or breeding requirements for the horse. And so, especially with Jet Sweep Joe, who is the name of the horse that's going to be racing today and is Joe Chowitzky's namesake, we decided to find a way to bring more people into Joe's story. And so we created Win the Day Racing LLC, which is a we call a syndicate in horse racing, where a variety of our friends and family and colleagues are able to buy in a percentage of the horse to let them be part of it. And then they also will get a percentage of the winnings, hopefully when Jet Sweep wins more races.
All right. When we come back, I want to talk about the giving back aspect of Jet Sweep Joe's winnings and your relationship with the Midwest Athletes Against Childhood Cancer. This is The Upswing. We're talking to Katie Barrelman about their big horse who's running today in the Breeders' Cup in California. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. There are only three American horses running this weekend at the Breeders' Cup, and one has Milwaukee ties, Jet Sweep Joe. Katie Barrelman, one of the owners of the horse, joins us this morning. Katie, thanks again for your time. So give us all the details of the race. And first, who's the jockey, and how does that process work itself out in terms of, all right, who's going to ride and hopefully win for your horse?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when we pick a jockey for normal races, we have a rider that's local in Lexington and has done an amazing job on Jet Sweep Joe throughout the year. But for Breeders' Cup, because of all the international attention and all the international horses, you also get international jockeys. And so our jockey, who loves the nickname Billy the Kid, he is 18 years old. He actually won the apprentice jockey or best apprentice jockey last year. Has won. He's Irish, actually, but he runs mostly in the English circuit.
Okay.
And so we're really excited to have him with the irons on Jet Sweep Joe today.
And it's pretty rare, pretty unique to have a two-year-old run in this race, right?
Yes. So the races for Breeders' Cup are pretty age-specific. So just like with the Triple Crown races, there's a requirement that they have to be three-year-olds. For the race that Jet Sweep Joe is going to be racing in today, you have to be a two-year-old, so a juvenile. They call it the Future Stars Friday today. So you'll see a lot of the Future Stars that could be in the races for Derby Day and the rest of the Triple Crown races next year.
All right. And you know, from a winnings and this is the seventh race, correct?
It's the sixth race.
Yes.
So today's race is at the post time is at 4:45 p.m.
Okay.
It's race six. Jet Sweep Joe is also the sixth horse, which we were very excited about. And if anyone wants to tune in, it'll be on USA Network, also on Peacock or FanDuel TV. You can also download the TwinSpires app, and you'll be able to stream it live.
And how will you watch the race? I mean, can you watch races? Are you like too nervous that you just need to turn away, or what's that look like for you?
Well, fortunately and unfortunately, the reason why my husband Jeff and I are not at Del Mar watching the race is because I'm almost 7 months pregnant with our first child, and so we will absolutely watch it from home. In terms of nerves, my brother Sam is actually the nervous one. For me, I really don't have any. He has a great trainer and medical team that got him here. And, you know, he's just such a professional horse and has so much heart. The odds in this race will favor the European horses, as they always do.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily for us, Jet Sweep Joe doesn't know the odds. And
yeah,
so we hope for him to just have a very safe and clean race. And, you know, we hope for the best.
Well, and really, no matter what happens, win or lose, the MAC fund wins in the end, too, because every race you dedicate a portion of the winnings to the Midwest Athletes Against Childhood Cancer, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Sam and I feel so blessed to just be able to share Joe's story, but also the mission of the MAC Fund, which is an organization we've admired and believe in its mission. When we first started Hull Stables, we were looking for a way for us to give back in some way. And thinking about organizations to benefit, we quickly came to the MAC Fund as the perfect cause to receive the percentage of the winnings from all of our horses, not just Jet Sweep Joe. If you've ever seen a thoroughbred in person, you'll see they're not your typical trail horses. They truly are athletes. And so while our horses are born and trained in Kentucky, we view them as Midwest athletes and are glad to give back some of the benefit of their hard work to the MAC Fund, especially in this case with Jet Sweep Joe and his connection to pancreatic cancer.
Right. And that number through the year, I think it's more than $15,000. So it's a true commitment to you know, your family and what you're doing each and every day to kind of find a cure for childhood cancer. What's next for the horse after today's race then? What's that process look like?
Yes. So just like any other athletes, horses also have off seasons. And so no matter how he does today, the plan is to just let him be a horse for a while. He's had a really busy year. As a two-year-old, he had 7 races. This will be his 7th race since April. He's shipped all over the country. So we're really excited to just let him, you know, be a horse.
Yeah.
And then next year we plan to bring him back into training. There's a lot of 3-year-old races that'll come up in spring.
Okay.
Haven, Churchill Downs. And then depending on how he does today, you know, maybe that opens the book to a couple of other stakes races.
Very good. Katie Barrowman, one of the owners of Jet Sweep Joe, running in today's Breeders' Cup. All the best to you and your family and, of course, the horse. And keep giving back and keep doing good things.
Thanks so much.
Have a good weekend. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We're going to dive into some Packers ticket prices for this Sunday in a moment. But a quick post note on the MAC Fund, because also today, the MAC Fund, the 2024 TMJ4 MAC Fund Star Ornament goes on sale today. This was designed by 8-year-old Mary Schroeder from East Troy, Wisconsin. Always good to find a place on your tree or give it as a gift, whatever, the MAC Fund Star Ornament. Inspirational on so many different levels. You look around the city of Milwaukee tonight and you'll see, whoa, everything's gone teal. What is all this teal about? Landmarks across the city, including U.S. Bank Center and American Family Field, together with more than 1,300 buildings and landmarks across the world, are going to be lit up to raise awareness for Alzheimer's research as part of the Alzheimer's Foundation of America's Light the World in Teal program. Today starts the beginning of Alzheimer's Awareness Month. Annual program, it's held each and every November, and it aims to literally, in this case, shine a light, to spotlight Alzheimer's disease and to show support for the millions of people affected by it. A couple of the buildings, and there's a lot this go around. You have the Milwaukee Art Museum. New lighting on the Art Museum is really stunning, so the teal is going to look beautiful, kind of overlooking Lake Michigan. You have the Wisconsin Center and the Baird Center, that glass walkway over Wells Street, the domes, the MKE letters at General Mitchell International Airport. Of course, the Hone Bridge always changes colors for different events and causes, so watch for the Hone Bridge to go teal today. 1522 on the lake. The Hyatt Regency in downtown Milwaukee has some really interesting activations. And all along Wells Street and Water Street, right in front of City Hall, too, we'll have some interesting lighting activations for Alzheimer's awareness. The Milwaukee landmarks, again, are a part of 1,300 in 50 states and 16 countries that are going teal for Alzheimer's awareness tonight. All right, you're probably gearing up for the big Packers game on Sunday, and I wanted to give you an overview of what's happening on game day. I also looked at some ticket prices because You know, as we've looked at the games through this early season, you've been able to kind of get into Lambeau for, you know, a decent price. But as the Packers continue to win, the prices continue to go up. And Packers will not be wearing teal on Sunday. They won't be wearing their white uniforms, but they will be wearing the classic 1950s alternate uniforms when they kick off against the Lions at 3:25. So it's returning for the fourth season. This really cool 50s inspired by the team's uniforms of 1950 to 53. This is the second time the team wore green and gold in history. Just to go over what these unis are. They're the all green ones. They have the gold numbers and the stripes similar to the jerseys worn in the 50s. The matching green pants and the gold stripes and the matching green socks. Really, really cool classic look. Obviously, the Packers Pro Shop now has them available for you. I checked some prices yesterday. $129.99 to get the jerseys. Yesterday, though, the Packers Pro Shop had a 31% discount for Halloween. Sorry, you missed it. But if you're looking for tickets for the game, there's really nothing under $200. You know, Ticketmaster.com, there's plenty of verified resale seats. I saw a couple in section 130, row 60 for $195. You go to about section 120, go up a few rows to row 35, and you're looking at $390. StubHub, as of last night, had 824 listings. Section 120, row 12, $449. You want to go to row 1? Section 138, you're looking at about $1,300. So I filtered and searched by best price and view, and I got section 120, row 11, $415. Those are right there on the 50-yard line. The weather isn't supposed to be optimal on Sunday, but hey, you want to go to a game, you can still get in for $200 or so. Flyover scheduled by two U.S. Navy FA-18G Growlers based out of the Naval Air Weapons Station China Lake in California. And Milwaukee Lutheran Red Knights and South Milwaukee Rockets are going to compete in the High School Quarterback Challenge before the game. Producer Jazlyn, I hear you're going to the game on Sunday. Did I hear this correctly?
Yes, it's actually it's not only my first Packers game, it's my first NFL game ever.
Wow. And you told me this morning you got tickets from a former mayor. Is that like Mayor Norquist?
Just Steve Scafidi.
Oh, Steve Scafidi. Wow. All right. You excited?
Oh, yeah. I've never been to one. And to go to a Packers, especially one against like the Hot Lions, like it's going to be crazy over there.
Yeah. All right. Have fun. We'll be watching for you on TV. Give me a shout out. All right. When we come back, I'm going to give you information about the We Energies cookie book that is out today. And we're going to dive into the new CEO at Peloton and what that could mean for your home subscription service. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Wanted to take a quick look at Peloton. What's your home fitness routine? Peloton shares yesterday surged after the fitness company named Ford executive Peter Stern to be its next CEO. The company obviously really flourished during the pandemic. Everyone was buying Pelotons or some kind of home fitness activation. But they've really looked at the last year or so, slump in demand for the bikes, slump in demand for the online classes, and looking for ways to rejuvenate the business. So the appointment of Stern, who also co-founded Apple Fitness Plus, comes 6 months after Barry McCarthy announced that he would step down as Peloton's CEO. Stern's going to take over January 1st. Company's looking at different ways to restructure, some cost cutting, layoffs, obviously all in an effort to revive sales and profitability. But as you look at your home gym at home or your routines, wondering if that's changed a lot in the last couple of years, especially post pandemic. You know, the Peloton model is kind of ever-changing. They're offering more flexible cost structure, but they really two main ways to dive into Peloton. The original Peloton bike is priced at $1,445, and this model kind of gives you that core experience, the high-definition touchscreen, access to all the on-demand classes. The Peloton Plus version is almost $2,500. So it's an upgraded version that gives a little bit more resistance, a larger rotating screen, improved sound. But after you buy the bike, then you have to plug into the monthly membership fees to get access to all the classes. And those start at $44 per month. So it's not a small investment to have that optimal home fitness experience. You can finance the bikes at a 0% APR over 12 months, which is good. And they're also, like a lot of companies are doing now, selling refurbished bikes. So with a new CEO and someone that has a lot of experience in the online fitness space via Apple, and I think Apple Fitness does a really good job integrating itself into its other products, it'll be interesting to see how Peloton continues to evolve and create strategic partnerships to grow that business. Speaking of Apple, just quickly, yesterday, Apple's fiscal fourth quarter total sales were $94.9 billion, beating the $94.5 billion number that analysts were expecting. So net income fell about 35% to $14.7 billion due to a ruling in Europe that's going to force Apple to pay more than $14 billion in taxes owed in Ireland. All right, when we come back, a quick little note on the We Energy's cookie cookbook that's out now and how you can get it this weekend. And then we're going to make sure you are prepared for Election Day on Tuesday and that you know what's on your ballot. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Hope your day is going well. Happy Friday. As you prepare to vote, whether you're voting early today, some of the polling places are open tomorrow, Saturday, but check your local village halls and clerk. But you got to make a plan. You got to schedule your time. And if you're voting in Washington, Ozaukee, or Waukesha counties, here's what's on your ballot from WTMJ's Adam Roberts.
Pokemon, go to the polls.
With less than 1 week to go until Election Day, over 1.25 million absentee ballots have already been returned to county clerks across Wisconsin. Still, there are those who will make their ways to the polls in person on November 5th. So let's examine what you can expect when you head off to cast your ballot.
Get out and vote!
Our next stop are the WOW counties, Washington, Ozaukee, and Washington. The three suburban Milwaukee regions have historically voted Republican, but in the past two election cycles have begun to turn more purple. In addition to the race for president, several congressional seats are up for grabs in the counties, both in the Senate and the U.S. House. On the Senate side, incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin faces her challenge from Republican Eric Hovde, as well as two independent candidates, Phil Anderson and Thomas Leager. There were no third-party candidates in 2018 when Senator Baldwin defeated Leah Vukmir for the seat. In the House, Republican incumbent Brian Steil defends his District 1 seat against Democrat Peter Barca and the Green Party's Chester Todd. District 5 includes parts of Waukesha and Washington counties and pits Scott Fitzgerald, the incumbent Republican, against Ben Steinhoff. And District 6, which encompasses much of Ozaukee County, pits Glenn Grothman against Democratic challenger John Zarbano.
If you're ready, vote now.
Switching over to state elections, possibly the closest assembly race in the WOW counties could be in District 22, which encompasses much of Ozaukee and parts of southeast Washington counties. There, Republican Paul Melotic takes on a challenge from Democrat Dana Glastein. Another race combining parts of Ozaukee and Washington counties in District 59 pits Republican Robert Brooks against Democrat Jack Holzman. In other Washington County races, longtime Assemblyman Dan Knodel is currently serving in the state Senate, but will be running for a seat in District 24 of the Assembly, taking on Democrat William Walter. In District 58, incumbent Republican Rick Gundren takes on Democrat Deb Anderson, and in a race that combines parts of Washington and Waukesha counties in District 98, Republican Jim Pawarczyk faces a challenge from Democrat Del Schmeckel. In Ozaukee County, Deb Andraka serves as a rare Democrat incumbent in the WOW counties. She faces a challenge in District 23 from Republican Lori O'Brien Wolf. Meanwhile, in Waukesha County, other than Pawarczyk v. Schmeckel, all races in the Assembly feature a Republican incumbent. In District 15, Adam Nalen takes on Democrat Sarah Harrison. In District 82, Scott Allen faces Kevin Riley. District 83 pits Dave Maxey against Jill Schindler. District 84 sees Chuck Wickers taking on Zachary Roper. And in District 97, Cindy Dukow faces Beth Leonard. In the State Senate, Dewey Strobel's 8th District encompasses parts or all of all three WOW counties. He faces a challenge from Democrat Jody Habish-Senekin. While in Ozaukee County's District 20, Dan Fine takes on Democrat Michael Rapp. And in Waukesha County's District 28, incumbent Republican Julian Bradley takes on Democrat Megan Locke. Finally, in addition to the statewide non-citizen voting referendum question, as well as local municipal elections, four WOW County school districts, including Arrowhead, Hartford, West Bend, and Northern Ozaukee, will all take on school referendum questions. Adam Roberts, WTMJ News.
Related, if you need a ride to the polls on Tuesday, the Greater Milwaukee Urban League is offering voter assistance and rides. You can contact them directly by calling the organization's support line at 414-347-5850. Also, you get 30-minute free bubbler bike rides on Tuesday if you're going to the polls in Greater Milwaukee, or really in downtown Milwaukee. And Grammy-nominated singer and actor Shantae Moore is headlining the Greater Milwaukee Urban League's event tonight. Her song Contagious, interestingly, features the Isley Brothers and R. Kelly. It's probably like 20 years old now, but the Isley Brothers are also in town today for an event with Vice President Harris. All right, finally, distribution events this weekend, tomorrow, in the Fox City, at Fox City Stadium in the Fox Valley, and at American Family Field right here in Milwaukee. You can get the 2024 We Energies cookie book. It's out. It's wonderful. Always a great holiday tradition. You get all those customer submitted recipes. Truly festive. The cookbook dates back to 1928.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
These are your business headlines from the Milwaukee Business Journal.
Bob Craft Beer is selling its operation and tap room to a local independent craft brewer. The buyer was not disclosed, and Bob Craft's last day of operation is November 30th. Marcus Corporation reported a strong third quarter behind a 7.1% increase in movie theater attendance. The company credited a strong summer movie slate and changes to its promotional offerings. Nepalese restaurant Chiel will close at the end of next week. The Deansville Eatery shuts its doors just a year after reopening from an extended closure due to a fire. I'm Drew Dawson for MilwaukeeBusinessJournal.com on 620 WTMJ.